Hello. I just came in to see how you're settling in. Such profanity from one so young. Oh, when you're as old as I am, every human seems young. The ties that bind you are designed to tighten the more you struggle, so unless you wish to lose feelings in your hands and feet, I suggest you lay still. My rope master did an exceptional job with you. Though I suspect he was anything but gentle. You look glorious lying there, all trussed up for me, like a little present. Oh, come now. Profanity does not become you. You're a learned man. Use your words correctly. Articulate, argue, beg if you will, but stop this dire language, or I will have to add to the purple and yellow bruises you already unfortunately acquired. In getting here, what do I care? My sweet boy, when I'm in the mood to paint, I like my canvases clear before I start my own artwork upon them. You know, I'm not sure you understand the full extent of your circumstances. You're never leaving here. There is no rescue, no escape, no going back. You're in my realm now. Another pretty thing in a long line of male slaves cultivated for my need. I know what you saw on your way here. I made sure you would. And it is but the tip of the things you will see and do and become. Yes, I am a vampire. Yes, we exist, but see, I don't just need blood from my slaves, from the very exceptionally pretty ones. I need their cum. Would that it were true if I were mad, just another Bathory wannabe or Dracula groupie, but these fangs here. Let me just open my mouth and show you a bit closer. Look at them grow down into my mouth. They're real. And the screams you hear in the distance are also real. Now settle down and rest. Let the handmaidens bathe you and dress you and soothe you, and I will send for you very soon. Well, look at you. All clean and ready for the taking. No, I'm sorry, but the restraints really are necessary. I need you seated this way, naked and ready for me. Well, you've grown a little more articulate since I saw you last. I like your reasoning, but the truth is, I really am strong enough to subdue you with ease. However, I like my hands free to explore. I'm a tactile creature. Tell me, my pet, are you? Such harsh words. All I want to do is touch you. Shh. Look forward. I'm right here behind you. Feel my fingertips on your neck, my breath on your bare shoulder as I kiss along. Doesn't that feel good? So tense, my love. Oh, are you worried I'm going to bite you? Silly thing. Why would I make you weak and docile when I need you at full strength? Your cock hard and straining as I avail myself of your cum. It's much more erotic and hedonistic for me when my slaves are fearful, struggling, a little panicked. Yes, not being hard under such circumstances is understandable, but I choose my subjects well. And if I slide around to face you, slip my robe off, we shall see if you are a good choice. Spread your knees, there's a good slave. Let me run my toes up the inside of your thigh. Oh, look. You're twitching and growing, my sweet. I expect you'll be magnificent when fully grown. So let me put on a show for you. Let's see how hard I can make you. Why? Well, because arousal, in spite of oneself and one's circumstances, is by far the most enjoyable of all. Do you like my breasts? Here, let me palm them. Put your knees together and let me sit here, straddling your thighs. See my nipples? Growing, hardening, Areola darkening. No, no. Don't look away. Unless you want my hand to stay hurting you, curled in your hair, making you look, I suggest you stay fucking focused. Don't they not beg to be sucked, kissed, caressed, marauded over with your hands and, yes, even bitten? If I lift one and suck on the nipple. Oh, I like that response. Fuck you. No, sweetie. I'll be fucking you. No invitation required. Talking of fucking, do you like tit fucks? You know, your cock all oiled and sliding between my breasts, my hands closing my breasts around your cock, the tip peeking out as you push up, and my tongue snaking out to lick the head as you do. Oh, what a lovely moan. The twitching against my abdomen makes me think you really, really like this. Let me just get up and wander over here and pick up this bottle from the warmer. Nothing like warm oil to start proceedings. All over my breasts. If I trickle it... Oh, I like that sound. As I trickle it down your chest, down over your cock. We're both covered now. Now open your legs again. Let me kneel before you. Rub my tits across the inside of your thigh. Oh, I love these reclining chairs. I can push you back and get a good angle on your cock. Slide it through my tits. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Why would you spoil such a good moment with a protest? Let me just rake my nails down over your chest. Your protests will do you no good. I will not stop until your cum is flowing into and out of my tight cunt. When you've filled me so much I'm overflowing with it, I will have your goddamn fucking surrender, whether you like it or not. Rape? Oh, call it whatever you wish, my love. But the truth is, it's happening anyway, and what's more, by the size of your hard cock, I'd say you're going to love and hate every second of it in equal measure. Here now, let me rub my tits up and get them gathered around your cock. That's it. Press them against your cock. Slide up and down, up and down. And just... suck the head as you come through and back. Oh, look at your hands clenching on the edges of the chair. Poor thing. You're fighting yourself. Don't fight it. Let it go. It's going to happen anyway, whether you like it or not. Oh, yeah, that's it. Feel that warm oil against your cock dripping down over your balls. How does it feel? Let me just... One hand across your chest. Just curl my nails in. Does that sting? Good. Are you scared a little? You should be. You really fucking should be. I could break you so fucking easily. But it would seem to me you're breaking already, your body betraying yourself. Your problem, not mine. I don't care about the moral issues going on in your head. I don't care that it's tearing you apart, that your cock is loving every last inch of sliding between my breasts, of knowing you're going to spill your seed all up in my pussy, whether you like it or fucking not. It'll tear you apart from the inside out, and I like it. I can taste it. I can taste the fear. I can taste the panic. I can taste the moral outrage, everything, and it tastes so fucking sweet to my senses. Now... come up here, straddle your cock, slide down. Magnificent, so fucking hard, so big, stretching me. Oh, look at me despite yourself. If you don't look at me, I will make you look at me now. Look at me. Look at my breasts, up and down with the motion of me bouncing on your cock. Feel it deep inside my pussy. I want you to empty yourself in me. You will help me to make the next generation. That is what you are here for. It doesn't matter what you believe about biology, about vampires, about what we can and can't do. The truth is, I can and will have your seed, and I will propagate the next generation of vampires with it. Oh, that's it. Let me bounce up and down on your cock. Fuck yes. Oh, can you feel that tingling? Can you feel that electricity? That's it. That's the magic. That's the magic rising within me that needs your come. Oh, to make it grow, to make it. Oh, yeah, that's it. Let me pounce on your cock. Oh, come on, do it. Give it to me. Give me the come. Give it to me. Come on, come on. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm going to come on all your cock. You're going to come with me. Do it. Oh, come on. Oh, yes, that's it. I can feel your cum. Oh, I can feel that. Feel that tingling getting harder. Oh, that's it. Watch my body glow. Watch it. Watch my fangs come down. Watch them. Watch them glow just a little. Now you see that? As I come down here. Look. Look at my fangs. Look at them. That's what your cum does. It fills me up. Gives power to my fangs, builds the toxins that I need to make more and more vampires. Let me just smell your sweet blood as I can smell their combined desire. Now, you're going to clean me up. I'm going to come up here, I'm going to straddle your face as I lower the chair, push it back, get me straddle your face. My hands on your chest as I nip at your tummy, play with your cock, lick me clean as a good slave should. I can feel the power in my veins. You will be such a potent source of energy. I may never, ever tire of you.